Now that you have a good understanding of what is needed to accurately weigh women, children, and infants, it's time to learn how to measure lengths and heights. We'll start with infants, just like we did before. Infants 24 months or less need to be measured lying down. Makes sense, right? After all, if the child cannot stand, how else would you measure him? This lying down measurement is called recumbent length and requires a recumbent length board, as shown here. The recumbent length board has a fixed headpiece and sliding footboard that rests against the infant's feet. The foot area is where you'll read the measurement. Units for this measurement are entered into the computer system as inches and eighths of an inch, such as 20 and 3/8 inches, which are the same units used for heights of women and children. As mentioned, this device is typically used with infants and children up to 24 months. However, it can still be used with children up to 36 months if the child is less than 30 inches in length while lying down, or if he has trouble standing on his own due to something like a developmental disability. Next, you'll see a short video on how to take recumbent length.